Warning, the stories you're about to hear are detailed accounts of shenanigans, pranks, and some mistakes that are meant to replicate the sort of discussions that veterans have when they reunite over a cold beverage and do not depict the professional daily actions of the military at large. We hope to make you laugh, but not to disrespect our proud men and women in uniform. Listener discretion is advised. Camo Comedy, where we take a humorous look at the lighter side of military service. We got a big show for you today, but before we jump into it, if you like what we're doing here, give us a subscribe, give us a follow, whatever they call it on your podcasting platform. And while you're at it, give us a 5-star rating, write us a review, as that makes us more relevant in the algorithm and boosts the overall visibility of the show. But word of mouth advertising is just oh so powerful. So if you tell some friends, I will love you forever. Okay, let's jump into the show.
I'm your host, Aaron Wolf. Just as a friendly reminder to everybody in the audience, make sure you give the notification bell a nice tap so you don't miss a show. Joining me today is the man who taught me what a poop knife is, call sign Cheeks.
Oh, spread cheeks and not hate folks.
Also joining me today, the man who puts the STD in stud is call sign Double Take. Double Take, thanks for being here today.
What's going on, Aaron? Thanks for having me. Always have a good time when I'm in here with you guys. Cheeks, good seeing you, buddy. Yeah. Always love interacting with the human equivalent of a participation trophy.
Oh, all right.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Why are you sweating so much?
It's hot in
here. I get nervous around handsome guys.
What are you doing? All right, so check out this first story, man. In the military, you always got to put safety first, right? Like you see...
In theory.
Yeah, in theory.
I've never seen that actually played out, but...
The one place that you see more warnings and more safety briefings and everything is definitely military, because when you get around military folks, they always find a way to fuck something up, even if it's the simplest task, right? So there was a group of guys who were out doing, you know, training for the day, and they had deuce and a halfs, Humvees, stuff like that. And by the end of the day, all they had to do is go turn these vehicles back into the motor pool, park them, and then they're done, right? Long day, and they're ready to go. So these two guys we're going to call Bill and Ted. So Bill's the driver and Ted is the passenger, and they're in this deuce and a half. And they're driving along, not going real fast or anything like that. They take a nice left to go into this motor pool, and all of a sudden, Ted's gone. Ted was not wearing his seatbelt.
How fast were they going?
They were going like 20, 25 miles an hour or something like that.
Shitty fucking balance.
But like... Ted wasn't wearing his safety belt, right? And the door wasn't fully latched. So when they took the turn, boom. Ted just like he
out
just
he went.
Yeah, out he goes, and then he's looking at the side view and he just sees Ted rolling into the middle of the street, yeah. Right?
Hey, he's just practicing his dismounted procedures.
Exactly, right? Now, I'm happy to report that Ted was okay, but it was one of those things that you're just like, "Hey man, maybe we should buckle up. This is what do they tell you during all the safety briefings? Yeah. Make sure you're wearing your helmet when you're in your vehicle.
PPE.
Make sure making sure you're wearing your PPE,
personal
which is
protective equipment.
Thank you. It's your personal protective equipment. Make sure you're wearing your seat belts. They like foot stomp this stuff all the time. Guys, be safe. We just had that story about the airman that just jamming it into reverse and hitting the gas and then just completely wrecking two vehicles. So you never know what you're going to get when you put military guys together, but we're always glad to hear that, Ted was okay. He was uninjured.
He made a expedient dismount.
Yeah, just his pride.
Yeah.
A little bit, but.
And the fractures.
Love it, man.
Oh,
love
man.
Love that story.
So our next one is a bunch of infantry guys and and they're medic as well. Okay,
all right.
It's like the best way to start off most stories.
Yes.
So there's a group of infantry guys.
So our three main characters we're gonna call Kevin, Tyler, and Doc. Doc is obviously the medic. Any medic is always called Doc in the military. Right?
What's up, Doc?
Well, yeah. Okay, Bugs. So these guys are done training for the day. They're like, hey, let's go get shmammered, as infantry guys do.
Fucking A.
So. They're drunk. They're back at their hotel room. And Kevin says, hey, whoever gets the drunkest gets their haircut by me.
This can't go wrong.
Wait, is that a challenge or a punishment?
Well, Tyler took it as a challenge. So Tyler's like, I'm going to win this one.
Hell yeah.
Done.
Done. So Tyler definitely gets the most drunk, right? there's like 15 of these dudes that are all hanging out in this hotel room, and they all smash into the bathroom to cut his hair.
Of course.
Because they don't want to make a mess.
When they all want to watch.
Yeah. So Kevin and Tyler are in the like the shower area in the bathtub, and Kevin just cutting his hair, trying to give him a nice fade, right?
Yeah, you gotta fade him up.
And everybody's drunk, okay?
Oh, God.
Well, Doc comes in.
Drunken haircutting is probably the best with infantry guys.
The
15
best
shoved
and worst.
In. Yeah.
Yeah. So Doc's coming in and feeding these guys shots as they're cutting hair, right?
Here, you're not there yet. Here you go.
Luckily, they had a medic around.
Thank goodness.
You can still speak. Here's some more.
Yeah. Looking out for their well-being. Well, Doc brings in some Fireball, and he's like, well, this needs to be hot, and pulls out the blow dryer.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
He starts to heat up these shots with the blow dryer. He's just sitting there in this bathroom, this small bathroom, with like 10, 15 dudes. Yeah. And like they said that that's all they could hear was on the shots, right?
Right.
Well, Kevin and Tyler are the most drunk, so they're oblivious to this. Everybody's just talking louder so that they can talk over the blow dryer.
Yeah, 15 guys in a bathroom, you're not hearing shit.
No. Yeah, I'd hate to be there.
So
I would love to be there.
Doc goes and hands Kevin and Tyler a shot. Kevin, who's less drunk than Tyler, right? Tyler takes the shot. He's like, okay. Doesn't even recognize that it was damn near boiling hot, right?
Oh, God.
Second degree burns the whole way down. Doesn't even realize it. Kevin goes, swoop. Ooh. That's hot.
Why is that hot?
They're like, it's Fireball. He's like, no, the glass is hot. So that's how drunk these guys are, okay?
Right.
They don't think anything of it. They're like, that's fine. Well, Kevin thought it would be funny to leave a patch on the back of Tyler's head.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So wait. So his like whole head is shaved.
This is a
except
troll.
Except for a little island of hair on the back of his head.
Correct.
Oh, God, yes.
Tracking.
So they go to training the next day.
Oh, no.
Okay. But they knew. They're like, hey, we should bring these clippers because there's no way Tyler's going to notice this, right? So they get out. They're in the parking lot. Tyler's like, man, he's got enough like self-awareness that he knows his hair's shorter.
Point of clarification, Tyler was the drunkest of the crew, right?
And still drunk the next
still
day.
Drunk.
And so is Kevin. Like, they got driven there, okay?
Oh, God.
So Tyler's sitting there feeling his head, and he's feeling everywhere on his head except the one spot.
Oh, he's missing it.
That is the best.
And he puts his patrol cap on.
He's like,
all right, guys.
This is fine. Yeah. This is good.
Puts his patrol cap on. It's hanging out the bottom. I'm fine.
Fucking set.
I'm set. I'm good.
Got a fucking ponytail.
He starts to walk, and everyone's like, whoa, hang on. Top's going to fuck you up, dude. First Sergeant's going to fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
So they come back. They cut his hair. And then that day, they were doing react to contact training. Okay.
Now, for the audience members who might not know, would you explain what react to contact?
Yeah, so react to contact is like you either take incoming or you're getting shot at and you do a battle drill.
Right.
And you have to react to it. So you have to drop down into the prone, return fire, get up, move, and all that stuff.
Right.
Well, they were doing battle drill 1 alpha, which is where you basically drop down and then one element comes and flanks. Okay?
It's important to note here, too, that you need some coordination and wits about you in order to react to contact.
Yes.
And these guys are schmammered.
Yes. So you've got a bunch of like new soldiers out there trying to learn how to do this. Kevin and Tyler are like the more senior guys that are supposed to be running
of
this
course
training.
They are. Of course they are.
So it's just a bunch of kids being led by two drunk guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So they're doing their little patrol and then they hear contact front 300 meters. And then everybody drops to the ground except Tyler. He's just standing there with this M4 and nobody's got any ammo, thank God. And he's just like,
yeah, this is just training.
Yeah, just
this
training.
Is just training.
And Tyler's standing there in the middle of this field, like pew, pew, pew.
He's saying pew, pew. Oh, yeah. That's fucking classic.
He's like, pachow, pachow. Bang, bang, bang. Pew, pew. Hey, I got you. I got you, motherfucker.
Are
pew, pew, pew.
Playing
pew.
Fucking cowboys and Indians.
Yes.
Are any of the instructors like noticing that something's amiss at this point?
Well, it was like hip pocket training.
Okay. So
the instructors were Kevin and Tyler.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so these drunk assholes just took these new soldiers out and they're like, pachow, pachow, pachow.
I hit you. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
So the younger guys are like, okay, they're taking notes. They're like, okay, we take fire, start yelling pew, pew,
they're
pew.
They're taking it fucking serious.
While standing up. Yeah. This is not the thing to do, just for any infantry guys out there.
Too funny.
That's awesome.
The drunk leading the young.
Yeah, that's amazing, man.
All right. So I'll take the next one.
All right. What you got?
So this is for a deployment mid-2000s
okay.
for the Army.
All right.
So this group of guys, they're at a FOB in, I think it was Afghanistan.
Operating base.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to.
Exactly. Thank
we're
you.
Just going to note that.
FOB, F-O-B, forward operating base.
Gotcha.
So a small base, bare bones.
In the middle of nowhere.
Minimal stuff. Yeah. Right. Not a full-fledged army base, not a full-fledged Air Force base with a runway. It's basically a fortified camp. Well,
postage stamp somewhere in Afghanistan.
So it's important to know that these guys have been here on this rotation for at least 6 months.
Okay.
Without other personnel having been there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So they're on a down day. They're relaxing. It's a group of about 15 of them.
Right.
And they're just hanging out. They're looking for shit to do, trying to burn time. So they come across this garage that they haven't been in yet. And again, nobody else has been here on this rotation for about 6 months. So everything in there has been sitting there for at least that long.
Uh-oh.
So they go inside and they discover that there's a whole bunch of sea rats or sea rations.
Okay, like old school rations and food.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Like stuff that the defact or the chow hall personnel left.
They just left behind.
Just left behind.
Right.
So they're digging through this stuff and they've come across a giant tub of butterscotch pudding.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yes.
And
how big of a tub?
I mean, from what the guy said, it was like, I'm like, picture like a painter's bucket, like with those big ones with the hard pressing.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's like a gallon tub of butterscotch pudding.
Oh. Gallon of pudding. I like where this story's going.
Yeah.
And so one of the guys, we'll call him Bob.
Okay.
Loves butterscotch pudding.
All right.
And again, they
what could be just, more perfect right, for your situation?
They're just bullshitting around, and he's like, "Oh, dude, I bet I could fucking eat that." And they're like, "Yeah, but not the whole thing." And he's like, "Bullshit, I can eat the whole thing." They're like, "No fucking way! Like, you are not eating a gallon of butterscotch pudding."
This reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons where Homer just started thinking to himself, "Eat the pudding, eat 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 the pudding."
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he is confident. He's like, "Fuck you guys, I can definitely do this." And they're like, "Oh yeah, like you want to bet?" And he's like, "Fuck yeah, I want to bet."
Of course.
So again, there's like 15 of them, and so one guy's like, "Well, I got $20 that says you can't eat the whole fucking thing."
Here we go.
And one after another,
immediately a gambling ring ensues.
All the other guys start chiming in like, "Oh yeah, I got $20 too. There's no fucking way." So now there's a lot on the line for this because now Bob's faced with literally a pot of hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
And he can eat this entire fucking gallon of what I assume is room temperature in Afghanistan.
At best.
So, yeah.
95 degree gallon of butterscotch pudding.
What could go wrong here, right?
So he starts going to town on this thing.
Right.
He's eating away. I have no idea how long it's taking him, but he actually makes a pretty fucking big dent.
Yeah.
He's about halfway through.
Oh, Jesus. That's impressive.
And he starts to hit a wall, and he's like, "Fuck, dude, like, I can't do this."
I'm getting the pudding sweats.
Yeah, and the rest of these guys are like, "Well, Bob, it's honestly fucking impressive that you even ate this much.
Yeah.
We want to give you the money. Like, we feel like you've earned it.
But
the bet was the whole thing." And he's like, I can't fucking do it.
You can't half-ass this.
Cool. They're like, "We'll give you a different out.
Oh, no.
You either finish this whole gallon of pudding, which might kill you, or one of the other guys, you know, most of these guys were dipping at this point,
right.
Had a Gatorade bottle full of dip spit.
Oh, gnarly. No.
I'm going to peek just talking about it.
Oh, God.
They're like, "If you can't finish the gallon,
oh, no.
Your only other out and to get the money is to drink a big old swig of this guy's dip spit."
God.
So they're just like, just take a drink of it and we'll call it a day. Doesn't even question it. Just grabs the bottle from the dude. He's like, "Cool, no problem." Pops the top, throws it back, and then
he gargled it.
That's and gnarly. Immediately, like, three of the guys just start hurling.
Gross.
These are the exact kind of things that happen when you get army guys, military guys generally together, and they're starting to bet on stuff.
Yeah.
But Bob's unfazed, doesn't even fucking choke, gag nothing.
God.
He just gargles it, spits it out, and then he's like, "Ugh, that was really fucking gross. Does anybody have some water so I can wash my mouth out?"
What a savage.
Oh, yeah.
So he got the money.
He got
the money.
Good for him,
hell
man.
Hell yeah. I'm pretty sure he bought some more butterscotch pudding with that.
Half
he probably
gallon.
Went back and finished it later anyways, just because he felt like it.
Nothing beats half a gallon of butterscotch pudding and some dip spit.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Fuck that.
Oh.
So I love that.
Our next story is going to be with Bird Person, right? We talked about him on another episode.
Oh, what yes, up, Bird Person?
Bird Person, the guy who just nests around, right? That's how he got his name. Well, him and his roommate, this is in Afghanistan.
All right.
Him and his roommate were real close. And as you know, like, military folks have boundary issues.
Okay? Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
That's safe to say.
Well, we're going to get into some boundary issues here. So we're going to go Bird Person and Anthony, okay?
All right.
Bird Person and Anthony were roommates, and they both really love the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay? All right.
Great trilogy.
Solid trilogy.
Yeah. Well, Bird Person came back from the gym or from the shower or something and noticed that Anthony was watching Lord of the Rings in his bed.
All right.
So Bird Person's like, oh, shit, man, can I watch too? So he crawls into bed with him, gets underneath the blanket to stay nice and warm.
Wait, so they're like in his bed together yeah. under the blanket?
Yeah, but they're not like cuddling or anything like that.
Just like, yeah, I'll just climb aboard your bed.
Yeah.
And then might as well, while I'm up here, I'm going to just use
your
comforter.
But they're snug. Like yeah. They're up against each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, they're hanging out. Okay. Well, the movie's coming to an end. And they were laying in this bed for at least 2-3 hours,
like
right?
They watched the whole movie.
The whole fucking movie.
Yeah, those are long ass yeah. movies too.
Anthony turns and looks over at Bird Person. He goes, hey, by the way, I'm completely naked. And then grabs a hold of Bird Person so he can't get away. And Anthony's a big dude.
Oh,
we're talking
dude.
Like 240, 250, like strong motherfucker. He's got some black belts and a couple of martial arts. So like he knows how to hold on to somebody.
And Bird Person's built like Gumby.
Yeah.
He's not getting away.
No. So he grabs a hold of him and then it's just like if you were to throw a raccoon into a pool, right?
He's trying to scrambling.
Get out, scrambling, well, screaming, kicking. He can't get out. And Anthony's just holding on to him like, the Bird Person's basically crying at this point.
How did he not realize he was naked the entire movie? Like, was Anthony under the blanket?
Yeah, yeah, it was obvious he was under the blanket. He wasn't nude on top of it.
He was like, draw me like one of your French girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like a bucking bronco after he tells him that. Eventually, he lets him go. Anthony finds this hilarious. Bird Person's crying in the corner. Goes back to his nest to go to sleep.
Was there ever a big reveal where, like, you know, Bird Person goes off to the side here and then he just, like, whips off the blankets and was like,
surprise.
What's up now?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do about it?
That's great.
Oh, that's yeah. awesome.
Thanks for checking out the Camo Comedy Show podcast. If you like what we're doing here and you want to participate in this community, there are many different ways that you can contribute. First and foremost, tell somebody about the show. Word of mouth advertising is very powerful, and we really appreciate you for helping us out. If you have any funny military stories of your own or know somebody who does, with their permission, of course, you can contribute those stories via email at stories@camocomedy.com. That's stories, S-T-O-R-I-E-S, at C-A-M-M-O-C-O-M-E-D-Y.com. Or if you're not too good at the internets, drop us a voicemail at area code 531-222-6146. That's area code 531-222-6146. That's right. We're giving away our phone number. We want funny military stories from all eras. So if you're not from a generation that's heavily online, we don't want there to be a barrier for participation. We have a lot of big plans for this show and building this community to support veterans. We will announce here soon. So stay tuned. All right. I'm going to go have a nice spicy bowl of chili. Later.
You fucked that story up.
I did. But that's okay.
I'll forgive you.
All right.
Be better.
The idea is I have to remove one article of clothing every time I fuck up.
So if I intentionally
that shit.
Make you fuck up,
I'll be nude.
It's like
that's the game.
Strip podcast.
Yeah, strip pod, baby.
I think it's only fair that your pants, underwear, shoes, and socks all count as one article of clothing.
I think that's fair.
And you guys just want to get me nude.
It's the next thing that has to come off.
That's, yeah.
All right, that's fair.
Those are the rules.
Pooh bearing it.
Pooh bearing it. I think we got